Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. Breaking news, nickel is going ballistic. A GameStop like short squeeze. We're going to head over to Zero Hedge and check it out. Let me do a screen share. There we go. Let's shoot straight over to Zero Hedge and see what on earth is going on here. And it's having a systemic effect too on some of these Chinese banks and potentially others in the financial system, or more entities in the financial system moving forward. So, and this is something that Zoltan Polzar has been talking about. So is this just the tip of the iceberg? Is this kind of the Lehman moment, if you will, that starts to really set off this domino effect of contagion and systemic risk? We'll have to wait and see how this plays out. But one of China's largest banks fails to pay margin call after today's monster nickel short squeeze. Around the time Peabody was served, so Peabody, I believe, is, I'm not sure what this is here, but Peabody was served with a $553 million margin call on its hedging coal futures short, which it funded with a new $150 million unsecured 10% revolver, basically a line of credit from Goldman Sachs. So this is what I'm always talking about. This is what Snyder is talking about as well. You just have financialization on top of financialization on top of financialization, to where the underlying asset is just at the bottom of this inverted pyramid. And all that needs to happen is just that bottom little brick in the pyramid to just come undone, and boom, the whole thing completely collapses. And this, in my opinion, is a liability of the United States. It's been, I think, probably an asset over the last, call it 40 years since 1980, that our stock market has just gone straight up and housing prices have gone straight up. This allows the American to consume more and more and more without having to produce. In fact, they can produce less. But at some point in time, that's going to bite you in the rear end. There is no free lunch. And it's this game of musical chairs where at some point the music ends. But this, we see this financialization, it's not isolated to the United States. They've got it in China as well. They've got astronomical amounts of debt, dollar-denominated debt. We've seen what's happened with Evergrande and their real estate sector. And it looks like they could be having big, big problems as a result of them trying to copy the United States with this move towards financializing the darn economy. You'd think they'd look at what we're doing and say, no, we want no part of it. But moving on here with the article, one of China's largest banks was also served with a margin call for hundreds of millions of dollars in nickel short gone terribly bad after the price of nickel did, they say, well, this. And if you guys are listening to this on the podcast and you can't see, we've got a chart of nickel that, I mean, is one of the most staggering charts I've ever seen. It basically, I don't know how this, if this is a chart going back a week or something here as far as this parabolic rise, but my goodness, the price of nickel has gone, I'm not sure how they're measuring it, but from 25,000, well beyond 50. And Josh was just telling me that it's now up, it's at 80,000. So March 4th, it was at 29,000. So it's my goodness. So in 4 days, it's gone from 29,000 to 80,000 because of this short squeeze.
Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macroeconomics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out-of-control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow Rebel Capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level.
All right, so moving on with the article, we've got, however, unlike Peabody, the unit of China Construction Bank Corp, one of China's big four, was given additional time by the London Metal Exchange to pay hundreds of millions of dollars in margin calls it missed Monday amid an unprecedented spike in nickel prices. The reprieve from the LME, which just last week sent out thousands of erroneous margin calls on metals contracts. That's not good. Okay, I guess that's a separate rabbit hole we might want to look into, but means that the unit called CCBI Global Markets is not formally in default. Okay, that's weird, but moving on here. Yeah, it says the details of the non-payment aren't clear. And I'd also like to kind of think through why they're getting a margin call. Like, why were they so short the price of nickel? Why was this Chinese bank so short nickel? Was it some sort of hedged position that pertains to their real estate market and their construction? I mean, who knows? And this is the problem with stuff like this. You know, we look back on the GFC and hindsight is 2020, where we see, oh yeah, sure, I know what happened. The euro dollar market crashed. We had the mortgage-backed securities gone awry. We had all of these liar loans, and it was just the financialization of the housing market, basically gone horribly, horribly bad. And we kind of understand the dominoes that were at play back then. But if you were in the markets or paying attention back in 2007, 2008, it wasn't obvious what was happening at all. I mean, you kind of knew, you kind of didn't. Like, you're watching CNBC and they're like, oh, you know, they're trying to figure it out. And it's very similar to this. Like when you're actually living through it, it's not overtly obvious what's happening and how the dominoes are falling or could potentially fall in the future, or which dominoes may fall as a result of this, of all of these over leveraged balance sheets, because we just don't understand all of the counterparty risk involved. Therefore, we can't understand the systemic risks. We can't understand the contagion. Like back then, you know, who knew that some people wouldn't pay their mortgage? And it wasn't that big of a percentage, by the way. We like to think there, we assume that like 50% of people didn't pay their mortgages. No. It's only about, I think the default rate went from like 2 or 3% up to like 6 or 7%. It wasn't a big deal. It's just the whole system was so over leveraged. And this had this snowball effect where one thing creates, or one problem creates two problems, creates four problems, creates 100 problems, creates 100,000 problems. And because all of this is done in the shadows, we can't really see the black box. We can't see the balance sheets of all of the entities involved. We don't know how sanctions on Russia will play out with the Chinese banking system, as an example. We don't know how sanctions on Russia will play out with food prices in the Midwest, or food prices in California, or gas prices in Africa, or so. I mean, who knows? It's just this, we've got this globalized economy, which in a way is good, but in a way it's very susceptible to these types of shocks where the politicians come in like a bull in a china shop and they just say, oh, we have to do this so we can get reelected. we have to do X, Y, and Z to Russia to quote unquote stop them. Or we have to, and in my opinion, it's really about getting reelected. But they're saying we have to do X, Y, and Z to China, having absolutely no idea what the unintended consequences or the knock-on effects will be, not just 2 weeks down the road, but 2 years, 5 years, 10 years down the road. And on that note, they conclude by going back to what Zoltan Pozsar was saying last week, and I'm reading from Zero Hedge again. And so, as we wait for more massive, short-squeezed names to emerge, we can't help but wonder if this is precisely the start of the liquidity crisis predicted by Zoltan Pozsar. After all, he has called virtually everything else spot on so far. That I would push back a little bit, because I remember going back to 2019, he called that the repo spike. But then in December, he was calling for some other things, really didn't play out. So I think I'd give him maybe 50-50, which is still a pretty good batting average when you're trying to predict how things will play out in the global monetary system and the global financial system. But he's definitely not 100%, that's for sure. But the main takeaway here, guys, is we've got to pay attention to other dominoes that could fall as a result of what is happening and the West's response to Russia invading the Ukraine. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. We'll see you on the next video.